This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today gave nod to increase the minimum support price MSP for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav briefed media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi.
Rabi marketing season ke liye MSP approve hua hai that the price should be at least 50% above the cost. Wo sabse bada factor hota hai. Us aadhar pe jo 6 rabi crops hai, gehun ke liye 150 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, barley yani jaw ke liye 130 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, gram yani chane ke liye 210 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, masoor ke liye 275 rupees badhaya gaya hai aur sarson ke liye 300 rupaye ki badhotri ki gayi hai aur safflower yani kusum uske liye 140 rupees badhotri ki gayi hai.
Mr. Vaishnav said government also approved construction of the Varanasi Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project, including a new rail cum road bridge across Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh. He said the project cost will be 2,642 crore rupees. The minister also announced that cabinet approved 3% increase in dearness allowance for central government employees and pensioners. The minister said increase in DA will benefit over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. National Conference leader Omar Abdullah has taken oath as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered the oath of office to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Centre in Srinagar today. Others who took oath include senior National Conference leaders Surinder Chaudhary as Deputy Chief Minister, Sakina Ittu, Javed Rana, Javed Dar, and independent candidate Satish Sharma took oath as ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Omar Abdullah on taking oath as the Chief Minister. In a social media post today, the Prime Minister wished him the very best in his efforts to serve the people. He said the centre will work closely with Mr. Abdullah and his team for Jammu and Kashmir's progress. Haryana's Acting Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has been elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party. Union Home Minister and Party Observer Amit Shah informed this after the Legislature Party meeting at the party office in Panchkula. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan, Manohar Lal and other party leaders were present in the meeting. Now Mr. Saini will meet Governor Bandaru Dattatreya with the BJP Legislature Party and stake claim to form the government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held in Panchkula tomorrow. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today said that development and growth hinge on peace and stability. He warned that cross-border activities marked by terrorism, extremism and separatism undermine efforts to boost trade, energy flows, connectivity and people-to-people exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar addressed the 23rd meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Council of Heads of Government in Islamabad, Pakistan. The External Affairs Minister pointed out that disruptions such as extreme climate events, supply chain uncertainties and financial volatility are already affecting growth and development worldwide. He stressed that cooperation between nations must be founded on mutual respect, sovereign equality and recognition of territorial integrity. The Supreme Court today criticized the Haryana and the Punjab governments for non-compliance in one of its earlier orders related to air pollution due to stubble burning. A bench headed by Justice Abhay S. Oka directed the Commission for Air Quality Management to take penal action against Haryana government officials for failure to take action against the violators. The Apex Court summoned the Haryana Chief Secretary to appear on the 23rd of October to address the issue. It also directed the Chief Secretary of Punjab to remain present in the court next Wednesday. Indian shooter Akhil Shioron bagged bronze medal in 50-meter rifle 3P event at the ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi. This is his second medal for India so far. In Stockholm Open Tennis Tournament, ace Indian paddler Sumit Nagal will lock horns with Quentin Hales of France in the men's singles first round this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 4:50 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.